Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah, then we'll go into the Gemara where it talks about the three shittos in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Higia yoivel v'linigela." Again, we're talking about somebody who's makdish a stei achuza. So when it's a stei achuza, stei mikne, we're going to learn about next week. Stei mikne means a field that you don't own yourself for oilam. You only buy the field, you only own it until yoivel. So with stei mikne, obviously, when yoivel comes, it goes back to the owner, the original owner. We're talking here about a stei achuza. So stei achuza, as we said, there are two channels. There's the channel where the bialim redeem it back, then it goes, it stays by them. And then there's the channel where the bialim don't redeem it back, in which case it stays by hekdesh, and then it goes to the kohanim through hekdesh, it goes to the kohanim. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about, where the bialim will not mak, the bialim didn't redeem it back. Nor were they, did they buy it from a third party, which is machlokes we had earlier. The bialim just, it went straight to Hegdish, and now it's going to the Kohanim. So the Mishnah wants to know what's the process of going to the Kohanim. So the Mishnah says, Higia yoivel v'loi nigalo, ha-kohanim nichnosim l'soicho v'noisnim ez domeho. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Very strange Lashon HaMishnah, and that's primarily what I want to explain. Through it, we'll understand everything. The Mishnah says, a Lashon, the Kohanim go in, and they give their money, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They pay for the field. Reb Shimon says, Nichnosim v'loi noisni. They go in and they don't pay. So we have so far two opinions. Reb Yehuda holds, they have to pay. Reb Shimon holds they don't have to pay, and Reb Elezer Oimel loy nichnasim v'loy noisnim. Reb Elezer holds the Kohanim don't get the field; stays by Hekdesh. And Reb Elezer holds the Kohanim only get the opportunity to get the field when two things have to occur, two events. Number one, the field has to be bought, redeemed from Hekdesh. So the Kohen never gets it straight from Hekdesh. They get it. It has to be that the field was redeemed by somebody, obviously other than the Bialim. Somebody goes and redeems the field. And then what happens is then you need Yoivel to go by too. So basically you need a second Yoivel. So you need the earliest the Kohen could get the field is the second Yoivel after the owner, original owner was makdish the field, and post somebody redeeming the field. So two events have to occur, according to Rabbi Elazar, in order for the field to go to the Kohanim. Number one, the first Yoivel has to go by. Till the first Yoivel goes by, it's not even a potential for it to go to the Kohanim. Number two, at that point, you need somebody should redeem the field. And then it goes, when Yoivel will come, the second Yoivel, then it's going to go. And obviously, we'll see, we'll learn out of psukim, whatever, but obviously it's a different mechanism. According to Rebbe Elazar, it's a different mechanism. So that's what the Mishnah says. Rebbe Elazar oimel, loy nichnosim v'loy noisnim. They don't get it. Elo, nikras soder retushin. This is called a field, a forlorn field, like a field that was just left, forsaken field. Ada yoivel hasheni. Higia yoivel hasheni v'loy nigala. Let's say two yoivels passed by, still nobody redeemed it. So it stays by hekdesh weiter. Nikras retushe retushe. So then it's forsaken again, twice. Stays empty till somebody redeems it. Ada yoivel hashlishi. And this keeps on going. Lo'oilom ein ha-kohanim nichnosim l'soicho ad she'igaleno acher. So basically, the two steps have to be accomplished, and according to Rebbe Elazar, step number one is the first yevil has to go by, and step number two, the field has to be redeemed. And if the field is redeemed, then it's step and it's yevil number two, then it'll go to the kohan. That's the gemara. That's the din of Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say, how much the Kohanim pay? It's such a basic question. How much do the Kohanim pay? We know we have two fees. How you redeem something back from Hekdesh. There's the flat fee approach, which is what we spoke about. The sell a pundion per year. right? The Chamishim Shekel Kesef for the Kur, that's the flat rate redemption. And then you have Bidomeho, how you redeem and feel back based on its value. And as we explained, by Yistei Achuz is a special din. By Yistei Mikna, when you redeem it, you have to redeem it B'Shovyov. When you redeem back a field of stay achuze, so there's a flat rate that the owner pays, flat rate. So over here, the Kohanim doesn't say what they pay. It says, Noisnim Domel, how much do they pay? So this is a whole area of controversy. What do they pay? If you look at Rashi over here, in the Mishnah itself, he doesn't clarify. He just says, Kohanim nechnasim l'seicha. But in the Gemara, when he talks about the money that the Kohanim pay, there he does say that the noisnim domeho means the zerach chomesh b'chamishim shekel kesef. So there the Rashi does say. And the Rav on the Mishnah also says the same thing. See, if you look at the Gemara learns it. You know, let's start the Gemara. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get that the Kohanim go in and they have to pay? He learns it out from Makdish Bayis. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Gomar, he learns Kodesh, Kodesh, mi Makdish Bayis. He learns somebody is Makdish a field from somebody is Makdish a house. Mala halon bedomim. Just like over there, the owner of the house only gets the house back by redeeming it with money. Afkan bedomi. And Rav Shimon says no. Rav Shimon says, Kodesh, Kodesh, mi kivsei atzeres. He learns it out from the kivsei atzeres on Shavuos. Over there, the Kohen gets his piece without paying. Mal alon bechinom. Just like over there, he gets it for free. Afkan b'chino. Gets it for free. For Rav Yehuda nami neilef mi kivsei atzeres. Why does Rav Yehuda learn it from kivsei atzeres? He says, what do you mean? That's kedushas aguf, and I'm learning kedushas domim. Domim kedushas berek abayis. Mi kedushas berek abayis. You learn kedushas berek abayis from kotshe berek abayis. And domim kotshe berek abayis mi kotshe mizbeach. Can't learn out Kotche Berek Abayis from Kotche Mizbeach. The Korbonis is the Kotche Mizbeach. Rav Shimon Nami Neilif Mi Magdish Bayis. Why doesn't Rav Shimon learn from Magdish Bayis? Donin Dovo Shematono L'Koyen Mi Dovo Shematono L'Koyen. Kivsei Atzeres is a present to the Koyen. So too, this is a present to the Koyen. They Donin Dovo Shematono L'Koyen Mi Dovo Shein Matono L'Koyen. And we don't learn Okay. So it comes out that there's a machlekes whether we learn from the kivsei atzeres. If you learn from the kivsei atzeres, the kohen gets it for free. And or we learn it out from makdish bayis. By makdish bayis, so the halacha is that you don't get it for free. You have to pay. You have to redeem it back. Same thing over here. The Gemara doesn't explain why each one rejects the other logic. L'chayra, each one of them has a good logic. L'chayra. The Gemara doesn't explain that. And one thing is clear, it seems that they all agree to each other. And this is why it's a challenge. It's a challenge to understand this. Because they all seem to agree to each other. L'chaira, the machloikis of whether the Kohen pays or not, is not just an isolated machloikis and a procedure machloikis. It's a Yevil procedure machloikis. Yevil comes, do we go to the Kohen to ask for money, do we not go to the Kohen to ask for money? It's not just a procedure shayla. L'chayra, it's an inherent shayla. The inherent shayla is that when the Torah said that when Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim, was the Torah giving the Kohen a present? Was the Torah Akdoisha giving the Kohen a present? Or was the Torah doing business with the Kohen? No presents. Just like until Yovel, the owner could come and redeem it. And actually the owner has Kedima to redeem it. So the same thing, after Yovel, now the Kohen redeems it. It's business. Business as usual. The difference is that the business shifts. Till Yovel, the business is open to everybody. Anybody wants could redeem the field. And the owner has Kedima. Yovel comes, now the business deal shifts over, and the Kohen is the client. Kohen could do business with us. You want to redeem it? Redeem it. You don't want to redeem it? Don't redeem it. Yeah? If you learn, however, that the Kohen doesn't pay, it's a whole different lumdus. That means that what's really happening, Yovel, is the Kohen is getting a bonus. He's getting a matana. Okay? It's matnas kahuna. But the Gemara, what I'm trying to bring out here is that the Gemara doesn't seem to say that there's a machlekes here, whether it's a matnas kahuna or not. The Gemara takes on, it's a matnas kahuna. The Gemara says that's the reason why Rav Shimon wants to learn it out of Kifsei Atzeres, because just like Kifsei Atzeres is a matana l'koyin, and Estei Achuza is a matana l'koyin, so it makes sense we should learn matona from matona, right? When we want to decide if the Kohen should pay, we learn out matona from matona. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Since Stei Mikne, Stei Achuza is Momen Hektish, Perek Abayis, it makes sense we should learn Perek Abayis from Perek Abayis. And just like by a Makdish Bayis, you have to pay to get it. The same thing, the Makdish Stei Achuza, the Kohen has to pay then to get it. But he doesn't seem to be arguing with Rav Shimon that it's actually Matnas Kuna. Rav Shimon doesn't seem to be arguing with Rav Yehuda that it's Kotche Berek Abayis. They're all on one page. They only have a machlekes. Where are we going to learn it from? Do we look at the similarity A or similar? There are two similarities. One similarity is called Matnas Kuna, and the other similarity is called Kotche Berek Abayis. And if we're going to look at the similarity of Kotche Berek Abayis, and that's the one we're going to want to use as our channel to learn, then we're going to go and learn from Makdish Bayis. And if we're going to want to look at Matnas Kuna to be our focus, then we're going to learn from Kifsei Atzeres, which will make it for free. What I'm asking you is, let's go back to the drawing board. Let's go back to the drawing board. If you have to pay, so it's not Matnas Kuna. When the Bailam redeem it back, right? When the Bailam go to Hektish and redeem it back, is that Matnas Kuhun? Is that Matnas Bailam? Of course not. It's business. Makdish my field, I go to Hektish, I redeem it back. It's a business deal. That's not a matone. That's a transaction. If you're going to tell me that the Kohanim have to do the very same thing, they have to go to Hektish now and do business with Hektish, redeem it back. That's not Matnas Kuhun. The client changes, that's all. Originally, the owner of the field is the client, and now there's a new client in town. The Kohen is the client. So, and that seems to be agreed upon. So then why in the world does Rav Shimon say, I don't want to learn from Makdish Bayis, because that's not Matnas Kuhuna. I want to learn from Kifsei Atzeres, because Kifsei Atzeres, there when the Kohen gets the piece of the carbon, that's Matnas Kuhuna. Thing. If I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I tell Rav Shimon, what are you talking about? If you accept my view, it's not Matnas Kuhuna. So learn it from me. You're agreeing with me that it makes more sense, really, to learn from Kotche Berek Abayis. That makes more sense. The only reason why you're telling me we don't want to learn from Kotche Berek Abayis is because there's a lack of similarity by the fact that the Makdish Stei Achuza, the fact that it goes out, you're able to the Kohen, that's Matnas Kuhuna. And Makdish Bayis is not a Matnas Kuhuna. So I, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm turning to Rav Shimon, and I'm telling Rav Shimon, what are you talking about? According to me, it's not Matnas Kuhuna. According to me, it's not a Matana altogether. According to me, it's a transaction. The Kohen comes, he's a client. The Kohen comes like any client can come until Yovel. You can have many clients. You can have the owner client. You can have the Stama Poide client. So now Yovel comes and Yovel passes. And now there's a new client in town. The client is the Kohen. In fact, I would suggest, I think it makes sense, L'chaira, that what would be if the Kohanim decide they pass on it? They say, you know what? We're not going to redeem it. That family that's working in the Beis HaMikdash that week, because as we said, it goes to the family, the Mishmar of that week. That's who the field goes to. The field doesn't go to the whole Shevet of Kohanim. It goes to the Mishmar. the Mishmar of the week that Yovel is. And if Yovel comes Shabbos, it goes to the Mishmar Yotze, like the Rambam says. So it goes to the Mishmar of that week. So what would be if the Mishmar that's working that week, they look at the field and they go, not interested. Let us not forget, probably 9 out of 10 cases, it's that type of a field. Because the fact that nobody redeemed it, the Bailum didn't redeem it, nobody... Ms. Thomas has our field, it's like a car. They used to have in Munster, they used to have donate your cars. All over there. It's a big business, donate your cars. Most of the cars that they used to have donated, there was a reason. It's not the... A donated car is an andere Hefze. So I bought those kind of cars. But that's because I was chatzi of the fact that the car worked. I was the, you know, like the Flintstones. So you're in an andere sort car. But Lamaise, if a person donated a car, there was a reason why they donated a car. They didn't donate a car, Stam in the Veltai, they donated a car for a reason. Yeah? So obviously, if you have a field that's by Yovel already, it's sitting by Hekdesh, and the Bailum didn't redeem it, and Rebbe Lezer's talking about a case even where nobody redeemed it, but whatever, the Bailum didn't redeem it. It's very shayach, the field is not even worth the Zerah Chayim Mishayim. So what happens now if the Kohanim say forget it? So what would Hekdesh do? They'll put an ad in the paper. They'll put a classified ad. Put a classified ad. We have a piece of land that's sitting, piece of karka, it's sitting by us. The Kohanim didn't redeem it. The Kohanim are not interested. Who wants? So the Kohen is just a client. So if the Kohen is just a client, so what's Rav Shimon's taina? Rav Shimon says, Rav Yehuda, I don't like your limud. You're learning from Makdash Bias. I think you're wrong. I hold we have to learn this from Matnas Kahuna. Rav Yehuda tells Rav Shimon, this is Matnas Kahuna. This is business. And this is a pella. It's a pella by me that the Achroinim are not aiming on this kasha. That L'chayra, Rav Shimon is not answering Rav Yehuda at all. Rav Yehuda is very glad. But the flip side is that Rav Yehuda doesn't say this tiny either. So it's mashma that Rav Yehuda agrees to Rav Shimon. That for some reason we call this Matnas Kahuna. Of course, on a very superficial level, but it's very superficial. You could say when we say Matnas Kahuna, it doesn't really mean Matnas Kahuna. The Gemara means that Rav Shimon is saying, I want to learn something which is limited to Kohanim. And just like the Kivsei Atzeres is limited to the Kohanim, so I also want to learn Stei Achuza that's also limited to the Kohanim. But the way I'm explaining to you, it's not even limited to the Kohanim, really. And many Achronim hold the way I'm saying. There's a Shail in the Chofetz Chaim and a Sefer Zevach Teda. Many Achronim understand the way I'm saying that we don't force the Kohanim to redeem it. It's up to them. You can redeem it. You don't redeem it. It's up to you. So then, it's not even limited to the Kohanim. So why does he call it Matnas Kohanim? That's another. Now Rashi clearly states, if you look at the Rashi on the Gemara, and the Divrei HaMaskil Makdish Bayis, the first Rashi in the Gemara, the last line in that Rashi, he says, V'iloi nigalo, and if the field was not redeemed, Yavi Kohanim Demei Chamishim Shekel V'Shaklilo. The Kohanim give the 50 shekel. So Rashi clearly learns that the shear is Chamishim Shekel. Which is interesting. There's no pasuk to teach us that. There's no limud to teach us this. Why should it be that? But that's what Rashi says. The Rav Mibar Tanura, also in his Pirush HaMishneh, says the same thing. They give Chamishim Shekel. Now, in Perek Dalit, Halacha Yutes, the Rambam, when he brings down this Halacha, we put it together here with the Mar Makayim, it's HaMagdish Teach Uzasa Yvigi HaYevel, V'lo Nivdis, V'arei Yitachas Yad HaHekdish, He says the Kohanim give the domi, and then he says utehei achuz olohem. She'ein hegdish yoytse b'loy pidyon. The hegdish doesn't go out without pidyon. But he doesn't use the lashon of chamishim shekel. He says noisnim es domeho. He says they give the money. That's the lashon of Rambam. Noisnim es domeho. Because Hekdesh can't go out without pidyon, so the Rambam doesn't say. But, however, If you look at the that's my question. The Rambam doesn't say it's Matnas Kohuna. My question is, why does Rav Shimon call it Matnas Kohuna? And Rabbi Yehuda, who holds they have to pay, doesn't disagree with him. He just says, I want to learn from Berek Abayas. Why doesn't he tell Rav Shimon, what are you talking about? It's not Matnas Kohuna. The Rambam doesn't use the phrase Matnas Kohuna, but the Gemara uses the phrase Matnas Kohuna. And it doesn't even seem to be a Machlekes. They seem to both agree that it's Matnas Kohuna. It's a Pella. Now, if you look at the Rambam Chavov, over there he's talking about a stay mikna, halacha Chavov. Over there the Rambam says, Ketza din stay miknosoi, shomen oisoi bidomeho, you evaluate it based on its word, and then v'goyin kam yishov ala yevel upoido oiso kol mi sheyirtze. Whoever wants redeems it back. Okay, because normally by a stay achuzah the owner has to add a chaimish, and over here he doesn't. And then kishiyagi ayoyvel tachzal abayla. So if you look in the Mishnah Melech clearly says that he feels that when the kohanim redeem it, they give it the value. Not the way Rashi says. You look at the second page 3 in the Ma'ar Mekemes, where it's continuing the Mishnah Melech, and by the top, 5 lines down, he says, "Hein emesh Rabbeinu kosav le'el b'din yutes hamakdish te'achuz v'igia yevav lo'iniv tizarei tachas yad kohanim hakohanim noisnim es domel." Because of Shomaron, Motosi Kosov, the Mash, a Kosov Ator, that's Nun Sloim. Hare Shekosav, Domeo, and Domeo means Aktsuvim Bator. He says, Vinira the whole lesser. He says, I disagree. And he's Marach here to explain that he holds the Mishnah Melech, that when the Kohanim redeem it from Hekdesh, they redeem it based on the value. Not based on a Chamishim Shekel. He holds they redeem it on the value. Now the Mishnah Melech is taking a big step because he's arguing with the Rishonim. Because Rashi says Chamishim. The Rambam uses ambiguous language. He says Domeho. So you have to know what does Domeho mean. Does Domeho mean the Domim Aktsuvim Batreiro? Or does Domeho mean the real estate market? So the Rambam is not clear. If anything, maybe it would be a little more mashman like the Mishnah Melech. However, the Ragachov again, in his Sefer Tzofnas Paneach al Rambam, he says no. He says the words Domeho means that's the Shuma that the Torah gave on real estate. And the Shuma that the Torah gave on real estate is Chamishim Shekel. So he learns that Chamishim Shekel is not just a figure. It's the Torah's evaluation of a Stei Achuzah. And therefore, when the Kohen redeems it, he uses that evaluation. It's an evaluation. That's the Ragach of it. So the way the Ragach of it learns, the Rambam is not any more mashma like Rashi or not like Rashi. Okay? The Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam that the Rambam also is like Rashi. The very least, we have Rashi clearly says that. Clearly. And we have clearly that the Rav Mibartanura says it clearly. And the Rambam is not clear, but the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. That the Rambam holds it also like Rashi. So we really have no Rishon that we could tag on to and say, oh, they hold like the Mishnah Melech. So really, Mishnah Melech is a big Chiddush, what he's saying. On the other hand, the flip side is it's very logical. Because why in the world would the Kohen pay Chamishim Shekel? That's a din on the Bailim? On the Stei Achuzah? It's not a Stei Achuzah anymore. Right now it's property of Hekdesh. Why would the Kohen pay a flat fee? The emesis, the logic, is like the Mishnah Melech. But the Rishonim seem to hold not like the Mishnah Melech. We have to know why. But the Rishonim clearly hold not like the Mishnah Melech, except for the Rambam, which is in question. They hold not like him, so you have to know what's the svara. So now let's just jump to Rebbe Lezer, and then we'll try to sum this up. The Gemara you go to the bottom of the daf, the Gemara comes to a conclusion what Rebbe Lezer's sheet is. Rebbe Lezer, again, is the one who holds that it doesn't go out by Yovel at all. You need a second Yovel. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Makho, what's the reason for Rebbe Lezer? The last line. V'hoyu asodeh b'tseisei b'yovel miyad acher. It says, when it goes out on Yovel, b'tseisei b'yovel. So that means it goes out again, then afterwards, it'll go to the Kohanim. That's what he holds. Now, the Gemara says, well, what happens if the Bailim, now, according to Rebbe Lezer basically says that it rolls over again to another Yovel. Now we have Yovel number two. So according to Rebbe Lezer, during that Yovel number two, can the Bailim still put out his Bailim card? According to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, it's over. It's over. Everything's over. It's finished. The Gemara has a Shaila now. According to Rebbe Lezer, could the Bailim now pull out that card again? Till now we were learning that once Yovel comes, the owner is gone. He's off the map. So he's not a Bailim anymore. His identity had changed. The Gemara has a Shaila, but maybe that's only according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, who hold that when Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim. But according to Rebbe Lezer, as we go through cycle two, maybe during cycle two, the Bailim could re-identify himself. The Bailim could come back and say, you know, I'm here again. And now the Bailim could redeem it, and it'll stay by him. That's the Gemara Shai. Toshma says, lo yigoel, yochol oite nigela shetelefon of kistei mikne, tamad loy ma'oid, so the Brisa says that if you redeem it after Yovel, it will be like a stay mikne. So the Gemara is saying, who we're talking to? Obviously, if we're talking to a stranger, of course it's a stay mikne. What do they have to do? Obviously, we're talking about the original Bailim. That if the original Bailim come to redeem it, it will never go back to him like a stay achuzin. That's how the Gemara wants to learn. The conclusion of the Gemara is that this is a shaila. We'll go down to the bottom, Toshma, where the Bach, my Havi Alo. You got it 8 lines before the Mishnah, my Havi Alo, what's the conclusion? Toshma, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Goalo Bailim B'Yovel Sheni, Yoitzalokana B'Yovel. According to first opinion, according to Rebbe Lezer, even though it rolls over to a second Yovel, but the Bailim lost their identity. They're out. So even if they redeem it, they're like a stranger in the street. Redeems the field, it's nothing. It goes to Hekdesh, then to the Kohen. Toshma will prove it. The Gemara brings this. Our Mishnah says not that way. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Eina Kohanim Nichnosim L'Soicha, Achi Yigalena Acha. Somebody has to redeem it, and then you'll go back to Hekdesh. Mashma, if the Bailim redeem it, it won't go. It'll stay by the Bailim. Omalei, Bailim b'yovel sheni ka'achar domi. The word acher means even the Bailim, because the Bailim is not the Bailim anymore. Once Yovel came, the Bailim lost their identity. So now they're not on the map. They're like a stama stranger. Ika da'amri, some say, Rebbe Lezer Oimer gala b'yovel sheni, eni yitzelokana b'yovel. Doesn't. So according to this version, according to Rebbe Lezer, if he redeems it back on Yovel, it's gonna stay by the Bailim. And the Gemara then proves it. Our Mishnah. Omalei, from our Mishnah is not a raya. The Gemara does not explain what the machlekes is, the logic behind the machlekes, but the Gemara says there is a machlekes how to learn Rebbe Lezer. According to one opinion, just like Rebbe Lezer holds, it rolls over to another Yovel. And it could keep on rolling. If nobody redeems it, it's going to keep on going. So Rebbe Lezer would also say that the Bailim have their identity. And the first day in the Gemara says, no, the Bailim are out. Process is going on, but the Bailim are out of the picture. They're now just like anybody else. What's the lumdus between these two opinions? What's the shaila? So I want to go back to the Lashon HaMishnah, and I think that will clarify this to us. The Lashon HaMishnah, if you look at the Lashon HaMishnah, I think is very revealing, the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Higia yoivel v'lo nigalo, ha-kohanim l'chnosim l'soicha v'noisnim es domeho.
So we asked right away, isn't that a little strange? I mean, if Hekdesh has property, and it's up for redemption, right? And you come to redeem it from Hekdesh. So what do we say?
First, you redeem it, and then we'll give it to you. Until you redeem it, you have nothing to do here.
What are you talking to us for? You have nothing, you have no business with us. Right?
If you redeem it, we'll give it to you. The Mishnah state nishtazay. The Mishnah says, HaKohanim ichnasim usaycha. The Mishnah says, the Kohanim go in, and then it says, V'noisnim es domeho.
That's like I brought down a couple of years ago, in last week's parsha, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was nenash, because he was nesasik b'molo in tchila. When he went to do the bris for his son, first he checked into the hotel, and then he was oisik in the bris. So we went through the whole thing that really maybe what Moshe did was the right thing. What, first you use the hotel's lobby, and then you pay? I said, that's a Yiddish Shazach. You see, a guy comes to the hotel, he tries to pull out the tea room, then afterwards he checks in. If it's Roy, for his checking in. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was still Kedem Matan Torah. He had the Minhagim from Kedem Matan Torah. First you check in. And then you see, then you... So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chnesasik B'molin Tchilo. But La Halacha, it would be Gzela, L'chaira. Forgetting by Hekdesh, it would be Mila B'Hekdesh. It's Gzela. So why does the Mishnah say, HaKohanim Nichnosim L'Soicho, and then it says, V'noistim Domel? Another big diak I want to point out to you, to me this Mishnah, the Lashon HaMishnah alone is the ganze shtickle there. The Mishnah tells us everything. The Lashon HaMishnah. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, he also struggles. Because what was our question? We were asking, L'chaira, according to the Machlokes of Yudin Rav Shimon, it's not just a practical Machlokes, it's a conceptual Machlokes. Rav Yudin L'chaira holds that Estei Achuza is not Matnas Kuhuna. It's a business transaction. And Rav Shimon holds it's Matnas Kuhuna. So we refuted that by the fact that the Gemara doesn't seem to learn that way. The Gemara seems to say that they both hold it's Matnas Kuhuna. We didn't know why. Look at the Rambam, going back to the first Rambam that we had. HaMakdish Tei Achuza, V'gi HaYoyva V'loi Nivdis. So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Huda, which means that if the Bailam don't redeem it, the Kohen has to redeem it. The Kohen is the one that gets it. But the Kohen has to pay. The Rambam also uses very ambiguous language. Listen to the Rambam. Harei tachas yad ha-hekdish. He says, HaKohanim noisnim es domeho. The Kohanim pay, right? And that should be the end of the Rambam. Utei achuz Elohim. End of story. Right? That's what the Rambam should say. Because how is the Kohen getting the field? By redeeming it. By paying for it. Right? But the Rambam doesn't end like that. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. Says the Rambam, you know why? Now he starts justifying what he just said. She'ein, this is not found in the Gemara. She'ein hekdish yoitze b'loi pidyon. Because hekdish can't go out without redemption. What are you talking about? If Stama guy, a barrel, comes to Hekdesh, and he tries to redeem anything from Hekdesh. If the Rambam would say this, you'd say, what's he talking about? Let's say the Rambam would say, Ruvain Shebo Livdoi Sodomei Hekdesh. If I would read you such a Rambam, Ruvain Shebo Livdoi Sodomei Hekdesh. Ruvain comes to redeem a field from Hekdesh, right? Tzorich Loseis Domov. He has to pay for it. You know why? Shein Hekdesh Yoitzeboi Pidyon. You'd say, what's the... That's Chinese. That's Chinese. If you buy a field from me, so you have to pay for it. You know why? Because fields don't leave their owners without money. If you don't pay me, you're not a buyer. You're plenty galmoini. What do you have to do here? But the Rambam is basically following with the Lashon HaMishnah, because the Mishnah seems to say the Kohen is a mechutin. Kohanim nechnasim usaych. Kohanim go in. The nice name, the mail, they give the money. They come in. The Kohen comes in. So the Rambam already seems to be telling us, the Mishnah already is telling us this. that somehow the kohen is a mechutin. The kohen's a mechutin. Grada, he pays, but the kohen's a mechutin. We were saying he's not, but the Mishnah seems to say he is. And the Rambam is following with that. The Rambam is saying, so why does the kohen pay? Why does the kohen pay? So it's like a person who redeems back a bias, like the Gemara says, you have to pay. You pay. It's like the Ragachov. My side told you the Ragachov. The Chevron of Yeshiva. When the Rambam put out his Rambam, the Ragachov, his Sefer on the Rambam, Sefnas Paneach. So one of the big libraries in Chevron, any Mechabel Svarim would send his Sefer to the Chevron library, because that was a Yichus. If your Sefer is in the Chevron library, it means you're a Mechutin. So everybody would send it, and the librarian, who was a Shal for Litvak, a Talmud Chochem, he would go through the Sefer and see if it's worthy to make it in the, you know, to have a front seat in the library. Meanwhile, the Ragachov al Rambam came out. They didn't get it. So they sent him, like the Ragachov likes, one-line letters. You know, the Kfar Kama Chadoshim, She Yotza Sifron Shol Kvoidai, Vadayin Lo Higia Eileinu. So he wrote back. Ayin Bova Metziya Daf Mem Zayin. A typical Ragachov. So the librarian looks up Bova Metziya Mem Zayin. Dval Teure Mois Koinois. Buy it. You buy it, you get the Sefer. It was worth anything. You didn't get it. It's Pella. The Sefer didn't arrive. Pay for it, it'll arrive. So Lemaise, the Rambam here is like giving an excuse. Why is Hekdesh taking money? Hekdesh is taking money because it can't go out without pigeon. What do you mean? The coin is not a mechutin. So all this points us to one place. What it points us is very simple. There's something called a stay mikne, and there's something called a stay achuza. A stay achuza, you can only get through kibush and chaluka, right? So in other words, if the kohen comes into the picture, l'chayre, the most he could become is a stay mikna, logically. Logically, the most a kohen could get here is that this could be a field that he acquired, that he bought. It can't be more than that. Can't be more than a stay mikna. Because the only way you get a stay achuza, Eretz Yisrael is conquered, and then it's neschalik l'shvatim. There's no other way to get land. There's no magic. There's no kablan. There's no this. There's nothing. Today, it's the only way to get land in Eretz Yisrael is to become a stay achuza, is through kibush v'chalukah, and then it goes yerusha. It's yerusha. We even had a whole machlekes early, if you remember, we had the briskerov with the b'chaim. If you yarshin your mother, if you yarshin this, if it's called a stay, what's called a stay achuza? All these things that we discussed earlier. Stay achuza is only an inherited field that came through kibush v'chiluk. The kohen now comes, even if the Torah awards the kohen with a field, the most it could be is a stay mikna. Unless the Torah now makes the kohen into the bal achuza. He's somebody that inherently, it's like, just like Reuven yarshin the field from his father, so the kohen now yarshins the field from Hekdesh, Kielu. It's a stay achuza. Now it's his. That cannot be bought with money. There is no prize to get land in Eretz Yisrael as a stay achuza. It's not for sale. It's not for sale. And that's the reason why, whether the kohen pays or doesn't pay, it's a matnas kohuna. The fact that the Torah takes a field, which is nachlas el tzofen, and takes it from shevet to whatever it would be, and gives it to the kohen, makes it his teachuza, that's matnas kohuna. Period. And that's bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein Rav Shimon, that's the matnas kohuna. The matnas kohuna is that it becomes a sedei achuza to the kohen. And that's the reason why the Mishnah says, kohanim nichnosim usoicha. Because as soon as Yovel comes, this field now becomes a stay achuza of the kohanim. It's their stay achuza. Now that is a present. It's not debatable.
that when Yovel came, the Kohanim just got a present. The present is that this became the Steachuz of the Kohanim.
That's the present. Now we have a Shaila. Does the Kohen have to redeem his Steachuz from the Hektish? That's a new Shaila.
A present it is. The present is that now this went from Achuzah of Pliny Almoini, and now it became the Achuzah of the Kohen HaMishmar, of that Yovel. That's the Matana. And that's why Rav Yehuda never tells Rav Shimon, what are you talking about? It's not Matnas Kahuna. It's a client, not a client. Because the client just was awarded something without paying a penny. He was awarded something. It became his Te'achuzah.
Nervos, the Rambam is saying, so l'chayre, and that's why the Mishnah says, Kohanim nichnasim l'saicha. Don't make a mistake to think that the Kohen did not yet get a right before he redeemed it. He did. He immediately got a right. It became his Te'achuzah. This group of Kohanim that are working this week, it's their Te'achuzah. It's their inheritance. It's their inheritance. Now there's a machloikis, so how do they get their inheritance now? They already got that it's their inheritance. Do they have to pay now redemption money? Is there a redemption fee? On that, the Mishnah has a shaila. Is there a redemption fee? Is there not a redemption fee? Zok the Rambam, be'emes in Svara, if the Torah just gave them a present that it became this day Achuzah, so why taka do they have to pay anything? Zok the Rambam, shein hegdish yetzibul epidyon. There's an objective problem. Something which has holiness on it, the holiness has to be removed. How do you remove the Kedusha? You remove the Kedusha by giving Chamishim Shekel. Now we understand why Rashi and all the Rishonim picked Chamishim Shekel. They didn't pick the other Shiurim. You know why? Because it's the Kohen's Stei Achuzah. We ask the Kasha, how does Chamishim Shekel come in? Rashi, the Rav, many hold the Rambam. Why Chamishim Shekel? Especially if you hold the Kohen has to pay. Tertz is because it already became. Now if you look at the Rambam says, and it's their achuza. It's not just something they redeemed. Redeeming doesn't make it your achuza. Achuza is Yerusha. So the Rambam Shein Hekdesh Yitzibul Pidyon. Hekdesh doesn't go out without Pidyon. Now he has a Shiloh. Where does the money even go? The money goes to Berek Abayas. This whole money is a new kind of money. The money is only here because there's a new din. Ain't hegdish yoytze b'lo pinyan. That's the whole issue. The ganze issue. Now, when Rebbe Lezer comes, Rebbe Lezer now is very poshut. Rebbe Lezer comes and Rebbe Lezer says that I hold that you cannot get a Yerusha from hegdish. That's Rebbe Lezer's nekuda. You can't get a Yerusha from hegdish. A Yerusha you can only get from a bus over dom. So that's why Rebbe Lezer holds, Kol's man it's tachas yad hekdish, it can never go to the Kohenim. Because it's not just Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. If it would be Stam Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu, then Enechanami. Then it could even be that it's sit by hekdish and you'll get it straight from hekdish. But we have to make this into a Stei Achuzah. A Stei Achuzah can only be if the field is tachas yad bos over dom. That's why Rebbe Lezer holds that if nobody redeems it, and it's just sitting in Rishus Hekdesh. From Hekdesh, you can't get an Achuzah. You can only get an Achuzah from a Bas of Adam. And that's why he holds it has to go to a Bas of Adam, and then it could possibly go to the. Now the Gemara has a good Shaila. So does the Achuzah change? Does that piece change by Yovel? Since Rebbe Lezer's whole objection is only that you can't get an Achuzah from Hekdesh, but maybe the Bailam lose the Shem Achuzah. And that's the Machloikis in the Gemara. Machloikis in the Gemara is whether the Bailam lose their Achuzah and it's in limbo, or no, a field always has an Achuzah status. Either it's an Achuzah on the Bailam, or it's Achuzah Kohen, and it can't be in limbo. That's the Nidin of the Gemara, the two stardom of the Gemara. But one thing should be clear, that according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the Iker Matnas Kahuna is the fact that the field became the Stei Achuzah of the Kohenim. And that has nothing to do with the money. The regular value. Regular value. Everybody's only going in Rabbi Huda, the payment. Okay, we'll stop here.